We are making it very clear with the European Fishing Alliance, which we're party to, of the nine countries that fish in UK waters, that in a post-Brexit scenario, it is absolutely essential that the fisheries negotiations and the wider trade negotiations are linked together. If they're not, I fear very much what will happen to us in the fisheries negotiations.
So what next then in terms of this particular campaign?
I think the what today was that we were all united in the one front in relation to this, that we all see a real danger in the post-Brexit scenario if fisheries is separated from the wider trade negotiations. And we're asking the governments of all the EU countries, obviously not the UK, to come behind us and ensure that fisheries is not the guinea pig here at the end of the negotiations, that is connected fully to the trade negotiations.
I presume you have had initial discussions with the department here on this, and your sister organisations across Europe will be doing the same. What feedback are you getting from the national governments? Are they taking the attitude you want them to take?
Absolutely. We've got a really positive reaction from our own government, from our minister, and indeed from the... We met the former Taoiseach as well in the Kenny in relation to this, and we hope to be meeting Leo Varadkar in the near future as well. But we really got a commitment that they saw fisheries as a priority, and that the linkage between fisheries and the trade negotiations was a critical component of that. And we seem to be getting that across Europe at the moment, so we need to maintain that momentum. If we don't, and they are separated, well, then there's a disaster waiting for us.